You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Les voix locales comptent. Les vôtres, la mienne, les autres de cette station. La radio communautaire est importante. Vous le savez, je le sais. Et il est maintenant temps pour le gouvernement de reconnaître l'importance de la radio communautaire. Parce qu'avec du soutien, des stations comme celle-ci continueront à faire des choses incroyables. Le plan s'appelle l'Initiative de la radio communautaire. Et nous avons besoin de vous pour visiter monirc.ca. Ensemble, nous pouvons faire une différence pour nos communautés. monirc.ca.
Now, it is 3:01 p.m. on February 21st, 2025. Thank you, Connor Ashton, the CJSF Music Director, for helping me to get ready, as I was late due to my SkyTrain getting delayed just west or south of Sapperton Station per earthquake that happened just before 2 this afternoon. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 8 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, feature on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, and an update on the SFU Red Leafs Lacrosse after the following messages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
First up today is Dusty Coyote's album Somewhere on a Dusty Plain with the Blue Narwhal Cantina. We'll be right back. That was the Blue Narwhal Cantina from Dusty Coyote's album Somewhere on a Dusty Plain. Next up is Cloud Cult's album Alchemy Creek. Here is Over and Out.
Oh, I am feeling like my chest is full of birds, and they are singing without words, and the only thing I heard were their dreamings. Yes, I am dreaming about laying in the road and someone taking me home. Think I might explode with all these feelings. And that's all for now. Now I am burning like an angry little star has traded places with my heart. I hear it humming in the dark when I am lonely. Yes, I'm alone here. Please stay away. I'll come back out on a better day. The only thing to say is it'll get better. And that's all for now. Over and out. Voices, and they are singing in my head. Won't you come and be our friend? We'll do our very best to make you feel better.
Now I'd like to comment on DSF Athletics at this time. There were six events on February 15th. Both Red Leafs swimming teams resumed at 9 a.m. Pacific in the 2024-25 RMAC Championships at El Pomar Natatorium, hosted by Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU, the cutoff from preliminaries for A finals. Abby Williams won the women's 100 freestyle preliminaries at 50.12, followed by Elisa Whitmore at 51.94 for 6. In the men's 100 freestyle preliminaries, Peter Morch bolted in at 45.08 for 3rd. In the women's 200 backstroke, Keisha Picotti charged in at 202.76 for 5th. In the men's 200 backstroke, Marcus Mack clocked in at 148.73 for 5th, and Lucas Buck got in at 148.82 for 6th. Thomas Bakika triumphed in the men's 200 breaststroke at 202.42. Jordan Raum rolled in at 205.49 for 6th, and Dylan Cormandy timed in at 205.98 for 7th. Meanwhile, both Red Leafs track and field teams resumed in the 2025 Husky Classic at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, hosted by University of Washington, where distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU, the cutoff from preliminaries for finals. In the women's 60-dash preliminaries, Jalen Cummings charged in at 7.71 for 4th. Jacob Hall won the men's 60-dash preliminaries at 6.88, followed by Josiah Pinson-McCoy at 6.91 for 7th. In the women's 60-dash finals, Jalen Cummings dashed in at 7.62 for 3rd. In the men's 60-dash finals, Josiah Pinson-McCoy popped in at 6.88 for 3rd, and Jacob Hall timed it at 6.94 for 7th. later on, the Red Leaves basketball hosted Alaska Anchorage Seawolves at West Gym in the Burnaby main campus starting at 1 p.m., where SFU fell to Alaska Anchorage 80-63. The Seawolves were led by Ashlyn Reen with 19 points, followed by Tori Hollinghead with 16, Jason Gamble with 13, Jasper Evans with 12, and Emilia Long with 11 among seven Alaska Anchorage scorers. Meanwhile, the Red Leaves were led by, I believe this is Jessica Wisowski with 30 points, the highest in the game, Merlane Shelby with 13, and McKenna Gardner with 10 among seven SFU scorers. Just a minute, please. I did not type in the first name for Wisowski, so I'm now looking at the composite calendar. Sorry about this. Just bear with me. Just a minute. So it was February 15th. The box score. So the SFU's leader was Sophia Wisowski, the sister of Jessica Wisowski. So Sophia Wisowski led the Red Leaves with 30 points. But there were only three double-digit scorers, Merlane Shelby with 13 and McKenna Gardner with 10, among seven SFU scorers, as the Red Leaves fell to Alaska Anchorage 80-63 on February 15th. At 2 p.m., the Red Leaves softball resumed competition in the Stanislaus State of Champions against the Menlo College Oaks at Pedretti Field in Turlock, California, where SFU dominated Menlo College 6-1, highlighted by the Red Leafs' four runs against the Oaks in the bottom of first. SFU men's basketball visited Western Oregon, a physical education building in Monmouth, Oregon, starting at 4:15 p.m., where the Red Leafs defeated the Wolves 76-65. SFU were led by Irish Kokia with 22 points, the highest in the game, followed by Zach Stone with 21, Matisse Van Bylant with 14, and Jobin Rye with 10 among five Red Leaf scorers. On the other hand, Western Oregon were led by Anze Cortez with 21 points, Tony Salinas with 13, and Jason Gallon with 11 points among seven Wolves scorers. At 4:30 Pacific, both SFU swimming teams resumed in the 2024-25 RMAC Championships at El Pomar Natatorium, hosted by Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top results for SFU, the cutoff from preliminaries for A finals. Tori McClenchuk won the women's 1650 freestyle at 1653.52, followed by Delray Vetter at 17.07.33 for third, Kara Kennedy at 17.08.98 for fourth, and Abby Andrews at 17.18.94 for eighth. Owen Nicholson triumphed in the men's 1650 freestyle at 15.44.76. Abby Williams won the women's 100 freestyle finals at 50, followed by Elisa Whitmore at 51.17 for fourth. In the men's 100 freestyle finals, Peter Morch clocked in at 45.43 for a fifth place tie with Misha Kentzman of Colorado School of Mines. In the women's 200 backstroke, Keisha Bicotti got in at 202.5 for fifth. In the men's 200 backstroke, Marcus Mack charged in at 147.57 for third, followed by Lucas Buck at 150.52 for eighth. In the men's 200 breaststroke, Thomas Bakika dashed in at 201.57 for second, only behind Jared Arroyo of Oklahoma Christian at 201.57, followed by Dylan Cormandy at 204.23 for fourth, and Jordan Raum at 205.13 for seventh. In the women's 400 relay, the quartet of Abby Williams, Elisa Whitmore, Tori McClenchuk, and Delray Vetter started in at 3:23, only behind the Colorado Mesa's A team at 3:21.41. In the men's 400 relay, the quartet of Peter Morch, Marcus Mack, Alex Petru, and Luka Tomic rushed in at 302.18 for third. In the 2024-25 RMAC Swimming Championships, where the SFU Red Leafs earned second after 1,194 points, only behind the host Colorado Mesa with 1,939 points among nine teams, as Torrey McClinchuck won the Swimmer of the Meet for the second straight year. Meanwhile, the SFU Red Leafs men's finished third after 616 points behind Colorado Mesa with 1,104 points and Colorado School of Mines with 816.5 points among six teams as Marcus Mack won the men's swimmer of the championship. Meanwhile, SFU softball provided a nightcap for February 15th as it played its second game of the day in the Stanislaus State of Champions against Jessup, California at Warrior Softball Field in Turlock, California. The Red Leafs bested the Warriors 7-4, highlighted by four runs in the bottom of fourth, led by Christine Davy-Duke's three-run home run off Bella McFarlane as SFU went 2-0 on February 15, 2025. The Red Leafs resumed the Stanislaus State of Champions on February 16th with two games. SFU were slaughtered 8-0 in Game 1 by Vanguard, who scored all eight runs in the top of six, as the Red Leafs were held to just five hits at Petretti 1 in Turlock, California. However, SFU fared much better in Game 2 against the host Stanislaus State, as the Red Leafs dominated the Warriors 6-1, highlighted by three runs in the bottom of second, led by Candace Dobransky's bases-clearing three RBI double off Victoria Alarcon at Warrior Softball Field in Turlock, California, as SFU finished the Stanislaus State of Champions at 5-1. On February 15th, Olivia Winville was named to the GNAC Women's Track Athlete of the Week with her second-place performance in the women's triple jump with a leap of 11.73 meters among 10 jumpers at the 2025 Husky Classic hosted by University of Washington in Seattle last Friday. Also on February 17th, the Red Leafs track and field teams started in the two-day 2025 GNAC Indoor Track and Field Championships. At the podium in Spokane, Washington, which started at 9 a.m., where the distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU, the cutoff in preliminaries for the finals. In the men's long jump, Nicholas Monroe leaped 7.22 per second, only behind Isaiah Webster of Central Washington at 7.28. In the men's 60 preliminaries, Jacob Hall bolted in at 6.86 for third, and Josiah Pinson-McCoy charged in at 6.92 for fifth. Maury Alois-Leclerc won the women's 60 preliminaries at 7.35, followed by Emma Connor at 7.53 for third, and Jalen Cummings at 7.54 for fourth. In the women's 400 preliminaries, Claire Bosma dashed in at 57.34 for third. In the men's 800 preliminaries, Aiden Good rushed in at 154.21 for fourth, and Colton Plummer timed in at 155.76 for sixth. In the women's 800 preliminaries, Elizabeth Vanderput clocked in at 216.9 for sixth. In the men's 200 preliminaries, Jacob Hall dashed in at 21.76 for fourth, followed by Josiah Pinson-McCoy at 21.79 for fifth. Mariella Leclerc triumphed in the women's 200 preliminaries at 23.74, only ahead of teammate Emma Connon at 24, and Jalen Cummings squeaked in at 24.95 for seventh. In the men's distance relay, the quartet of Jose Castro, Colton Plummer, Aiden Good, and Andrew Thompson got in at 10.03.91, only ahead of Northwest Nazarene. I think they were second. I think SFU was. Meanwhile, the quartet of Stanley Tastemir, Veronica Robertson, Stephanie Miller, and Rachel Watkins won the women's distance relay at 12.09.98. Three events were on tap for February 18th. The Red Leafs track and field teams completed the two-day 2025 GNAC Indoor Track and Field Championships at the podium in Spokane, Washington, as day two started at 8:30 a.m. at the podium in Spokane, Washington, where the distances were generally meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU, the cutoff and preliminaries for the finals. In the women's high jump, Olivia Winbill leaped 1.53 for eighth. In the men's 1 mile or 1600 9 meters. Jose Castro clocked in at 417.76 for 6th, and Andrew Thompson timed in at 427.52 for 8th. In the women's 1 mile, or 1609 meters, Selin Tasmir charged in at 506.56 for 3rd, followed by Rachel Watkins at 507.8 for 4th. In the men's 60 finals, Jacob Holt dashed in at 6.88, followed by Josiah Pensa-McCoy at 6.89 for 4th. In the women's 60, Mariella LeClaire rushed in at 7.44 for 2nd, only behind Alexis Hollis of Central Washington at 7.32, followed by Emma Cannon at 7.57 for 3rd, and Jalen Cummings at 7.61 for 5th. In the women's 400 finals, Claire Bosma bolted in at 56.24 for 2nd, only behind Beck Bennett of Western Washington at 54.65. In the women's triple jump, Olivia Winbill vaulted 11.58 for 4th. In the men's 800 finals, Colton Plummer charged in at 151.45 for 3rd, and Aiden Good timed in at 155.36 for 7th. In the women's 800 finals, Elizabeth Vanderput clocked in at 216.59 for 6th. In the men's 200 finals, Jacob Hall got in at 21.64 for 4th, followed by Josiah Pensa-McCoy at 21.75 for 5th. Mariella LeClaire triumphed in the women's 200 finals at 23.69, followed by teammate Emma Cannon at 23.77 for 2nd, and Jalen Cummings at 25.1 for 6th. In the men's 3,000, Benjamin Schoening got in at 826.82 for 5th, followed by Sebastian Brickman at 828.69 for 6th. In the women's 3,000, Rachel Watkins ran in at 950.73 for 2nd, only behind Anika Esveld of Seattle Pacific at 943.88, followed by Selin Tasimir at 1011.6 for 4th. In the 2025 GNAC Track and Field Indoor Championships, at the podium in Spokane, Washington. Meanwhile, the relief softball played a doubleheader against the Menlo College Oaks at Wonderlich Field in Atherton, California, with Game 1 starting at 12, which SFU dropped 3-0, but treated the host Menlo 2-1 in Game 2, as Christian Davy Duke's sacrifice fly in the top of 5th, off Brianna Padilla to right fielder Chloe Grimmer, plated Aaron Murphy from 3rd for the winning run. The Redley softball played another doubleheader on February 19th against Academy of Art Urbanites at Mission Blue Field in Brisbane, California, with Game 1 starting at 12:25, which SFU triumphed 5-0 with 4 runs in the top of 5th, highlighted by Christine Davy Duke's 2-run home run over the left field fence off Kayla Vaughn. In Game 2, Academy of Art scored 6 runs in the bottom of 2nd to go up 7-4, but the Red Leafs tied the game at 7 with 3 runs in the top of 3rd, scored 2 runs in each of the next 2 innings, exploded for another 4 runs in the top of 6, and upended the Knights 15-9 to complete a doubleheader sweep at Mission Blue Field at Brisbane, California. SFU had 3 players with 3 runs batted in: Aaron Murphy, Cassidy Affeldt, and McKenna Simmons. Meanwhile, Academy of Art had 2 players with 3 runs batted in: Audrey Ellen and Alexis Folks. On February 20th, the Red Leafs women's wrestling team were honored by the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Lene McCracken was voted in as the RMAC Co-Freshman of the Year, along with Colorado Mesa's Marjorie McDaniel. McCracken, a redshirt freshman, dominated the 2024-25 RMAC season as she went undefeated in conference duels, won the RMAC championships at 160, and helped SFU to a 4-0 conference record to win the RMAC regular season crown, which also helped the head coach Justin Abdue to earn his 2nd consecutive Coach of the Year. 3 Red Leafs qualified for the 2024-25 first team All-RMAC: Lene McCracken in 160, Paige Maher in 180, and Julia Ricci in 207, her 2nd first-team All-RMAC selection. 2 SFU competitors qualified for the 2024-25 first-team All-RMAC. I think this is a 2nd-team All-RMAC, actually. Maddie McKenzie in 117, her 2nd consecutive selection, and Jay Trolin in 138. Later on, Patrick Leder was the only Red Leaf to earn a RMAC recognition as he made the 2024-25 second all-conference team. SFU softball are playing another doubleheader today in Monmouth, Oregon. I believe one game has ended. Just a minute, please. The Red Leafs fell in game one 3-0 to Western Washington. Right now they're playing the venue host, Western Oregon. Just a minute, please. Apparently the game hasn't started yet due to scheduling change.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Central Washington is first at 12-3 conference, 18-7 overall, as they clinch the GNAC championship berths. Northwest Nazarene, second, 10-5 conference, 17-6 overall. Montana St. Billings, third, 10-6 conference, 19-10 overall. Seattle Pacific, 4th, 10-6 conference, 14-13 overall. Western Washington, 5th, 9-6 conference, 17-8 overall. St. Martin's, 6th, 8-7 conference, 19-9 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 7th, 7-8 conference, 11-13 overall. Simon Fraser, 8th, I believe, 5-10 conference, 9-16 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 9th, 4-11 conference, 11-17 overall. And Western Oregon are last at 1-14 conference, 4-21 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's GNAC basketball standings. Alaska Anchorage is first at 14-1 conference, 23-3 overall. Montana State Billings, second, 12-3 conference, 23-5 overall. Central Washington, third, 12-4 conference, 19-6 overall.